this morning, you be thankful if you're a part of the first resurrection. Now, there will be two resurrections, as Scripture tells us. Now, I'm not going to break down, because in the first resurrection, which is the resurrection of the dead in Christ, there are three different focuses at times of when those in Christ will be raised. But Christians, see, a lot that were buried in Christ before Christ came. Again, that gets too deep for us. Let me preach on the focus of that first resurrection compared to the second resurrection. John 5, 28 and 29 reads, "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." The Lord says, "I love you." When I accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life, then that change has come. I've accepted Jesus. Now, the Lord tells me to make that public so everyone knows who I serve. So in doing that, I went to the baptistry. I'm telling everyone I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. But I was already saved, folks, before I got to the water. Jesus, his blood, is my salvation. Baptism focuses on my outward expression of my inward condition. Each of us is Christians. We are not ashamed of who we serve. Why do so many in our nation and around the world hate Christ so much? For one thing, I want you to remember that Jesus Christ is the only prophet, as they look at, that came from heaven to earth. All the rest were born earthly, and they said that they became God. So they were earthly becoming God. Jesus is God from heaven. Nobody else even claimed to have come first from heaven. Jesus not only claimed it, he proved it. How do we know? When I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, I don't guess I knew any scripture at all. Can't remember whether I did or not, but I knew Jesus because he comes into our true being of who we are. And as he comes into our true being, always remember this. The moment you say yes to Jesus Christ, you're part of that first resurrection. Category number one of the two categories of resurrection I want us to look at is the resurrection of life. This is the first resurrection, the first death. It is appointed unto man to die, and then after that, the judgment. Remember, I have one appointment to leave this body. I do not have any other appointment. Now, I will leave this body at that appointed time or sooner. Listen to what I'm saying, or sooner. But I can leave sooner through my own foolishness, through my own destruction of my body, through my own foolishness of lifestyle and all. But I cannot live past the appointed time. That's why you and I pray for one another. Because we don't know whether or not it's the appointed time, or whether or not because of our friends or any of us, our foolishness, we find ourselves on our deathbed. So we lift one another up in the name of Jesus, Lord, if it is your will, meaning if it's not his or her appointed time, Father, we need them. Does God answer those questions, those requests? Absolutely. Sometimes he answers in different ways than we wished he would answer. But you see, the Lord loves us. What the world looks at as the death of the human body, God looks at as the joy of the spirit. The happiest day of your life was not when you were born, but it's when you leave this physical body. Well, you want to explain that? Nope. Can't explain it. But I know it's true. When I leave this body, I'm present with the Lord. Now, what can be bad about that? The bad part is those who don't know Jesus. The bad part is, does the church any longer reach out and focus on that first resurrection? 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will come down. We will pay attention then. The whole world will pay attention on this second coming. We'll come down from heaven with a loud command. Old English says loud shout. With the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. When the trumpet call of God goes out, that's it. If you're in a battle, it's over. When the trumpet call of God is heard, it's over. You cannot change anything in your life at the point that the Lord says it's over. When he says it's over, it's over. But what he says to the church, to each one of us as individual Christians, he says, why are you afraid? You're a part of the first resurrection. But it is appointed unto man wants to die and then the judgment. But don't we shake and are afraid of coming in the presence of our Lord? That's the judgment seat of Christ is what Christians go before. Please don't be afraid of that. That is not where Christ judges whether or not you're heaven bound. You're going to heaven when you said yes to Jesus Christ. You had the best blood transfusion you'll ever receive. You're going to heaven. But the Lord wants us polished up and handed to his Father properly. So at the judgment seat of Christ, all believers will be looked at by Christ, and the junk in our life is thrown away. The garbage of our life is never to be remembered again. Sin in our life can't be brought before God the Father. So the Lord polishes us up, and then we, our spirit, is ushered in. But everything on earth that we did, let me give you a key to what things you do as to how they're received in heaven. Anything you have done out of love for Christ and for the person you've done it for, that's a plus. Anything you've done, which could mean many good things, but you do it with the wrong heart, that is burned. But you and me, we're already there. When I said yes to Jesus, it took me years to understand the scripture and focusing on count it as you're already there. And then the closer to death I get, the more I can see it. Isn't it amazing? You finally get to a point in your life as we grow and we think, Lord, finally I'm catching on. And the Lord says, well, that's good. Took you a whole life to do it, Larry. That's good. Come on home. How many people do we leave behind that didn't hear the word of love and Jesus and forgiveness and mercy and truth? Well, are people afraid of Jesus? Because he's the truth. And in him, the truth about us is revealed. And I look in that mirror and I said, Larry Pete, you are a mess. Do you realize? And you know, I don't even want to look at you. Again, I tell you all, don't do that in front of anybody. But we look at ourselves and we see the human condition, the human frailty, the human brokenness. And Jesus sees us, listen to me, as though we're already there. See, that's why he loves us so much. We're his. We have the blood transfusion. We're a part of the family of God. We're his. And he said, I'm not going to let anything happen to you. When evil gets so bad against you, if I need to, I'll bring you on home right then. You see, that's a blessing. The second death will have no power over us at all, as in the first resurrection, meaning the dead in Christ will rise first, the Lord says. And there is a second death. You and I are only committed to one. The whole world is only committed to one death. But you will choose whether or not you want to be a part of the second death. And if you've chosen it, that's a poor choice. Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them. One appointment. That appointment's to meet the Lord. And when I'm standing in the presence of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he will in no wise turn me away. He will just polish me and present me free of sin to his Father. Because he said, you're family now. You're family. Every one of us that's ever been in combat, ever served, we know that we are family. When we're out there, we watch after one another. No power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. I have a whole teaching on that. I want to be on Jesus's side. Thank you very much. There's nothing you can gain in this world that is worth losing Jesus over or turning away from him. You can never buy your way to heaven. You can never spend your way to finding peace within. It's impossible because you were created in the mind of God before time existed, and you were created in the form that God wanted us to be created in his own likeness, in his own choice, and we become children of God. You think God can't storm hell with a water pistol to save you, to pull you out, to lift you up? And Christians, you listen well to me. We need to get off our pews and get in the ditch of life and start sharing Jesus Christ where the hurt is. The blood, the guts, and the beer, whatever it is. But get into reality living and presenting Christ as the answer. The answers don't come from steps. Answers come from the heart. And those answers are from the heart of Christ, the ones that will work. Another thing, as Christians, when you said yes to Jesus, your eternal citizenship is recognized in heaven. That's why you're not happy down here. That's why you can't please yourself and seldom please anybody else. Why do you, why can't you just get it together? Because I'm homesick. I'm not home yet. I have a dual citizenship. But my main home is in heaven with the Lord. But God allowed me to be on earth to stand up and give the warning and explain the love that he had for everyone. He would not that anyone would perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of the saving love of Jesus Christ. That's why he came. Philippians 3, 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will, now listen to this, Christian, Because you might be surprised about the second death in a moment and may not have thought of it. Listen to this part. Under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Meaning that during that time, the bodies that God had created from the dust at the beginning, he's quite able to find, our particles. Well, you know, how's God going to put me back together? Folks, he did it the first time. We're still asking, how'd he do that? But he says this time, that body, you will come in my glorious type of body. You will be like me. Now listen to it. And for eternity. Now, I get excited over that, as you all know. And from the human standpoint, I always chuckle at myself because my excitement is, you know, I cannot wait until I get my glorified body so I can do like Jesus did and just walk through a door without opening it. Now, that's the foolishness of the human condition. But it still sounds pretty cool to me. That he could do that. He could appear, and they would recognize him one moment, not recognize him the next. That's a glorified body. Now, why then, knowing in the first resurrection that you and I are glorified because of who Jesus is, not because of who we are. Again, let me remind you, at the judgment seat of Christ, the garbage in our life is burned up, but our Lord will present us to the Father, pure. We're still there. And I don't want the garbage going in with me, do you? I mean, folks, we've had chains around our neck ever since we've been born. And Satan tries to add to them. Category two. It's important. And we Christians need to understand how important it is. For to realize the depth of torment for those individuals who take part in the second resurrection. The only part you will play in that is that you will know that it's going on as a Christian. And even some scholars believe that you will witness it. But you won't witness it from the standpoint of our human condition. You will witness this from the mind of Christ and the ugliness and the hatefulness of sin. You will see sin for what it really is. It's foul. Why does Jesus hate sin? Because sin is a part of who Satan is or who Satan is. And Satan wants to kill us as the Lord's children by tempting us to sin. Category two, the second resurrection, the second death, is the resurrection of damnation. Now, I've listened to people laugh and talk about, yeah, I can't wait to be with you in hell and we'll party. Well, let me tell you this. Your friends may be in hell with you, but you won't know it. And here's a big, important part of the second resurrection you need to think about. That is the great white throne judgment of God. And God says he will use your own statements as proof of who you are. But listen, the resurrection of damnation is a resurrection of the physical body, not a glorified body. Hear me well. The resurrection through the second death is a resurrection of damnation and the suffering and all that we go on, what we hear about hell, is done by individuals who chose to live the human condition and chose the world over Christ, then they will spend eternity in that human body, begging for the rocks and the mountains to cover, but It won't happen, the scripture says. And they will witness the true hand of God's final judgment. That makes me hurt. It's a sad thing for me as a pastor, for Christians, because you see, the Lord said he would not that anyone would be left behind. He would not that anyone be lost. That's why he keeps the church here, his church, to just speak the truth. I can't convince them through the words or the education of man, because a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, my friends, is caused by the conviction of his Holy Spirit in the heart. After that conviction comes, then you share with them what it means. But you cannot talk them into becoming a Christian. Revelation 20, verses 12 through 15. And I saw the dead, great and small. Now remember, this is the second death. You and I and the church already gone. Great and small, standing before the throne. And books were opened, plural, books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The books, plural, deal with the name and the spirit of everyone that has ever existed. But there's only one book of life. And when your name's in that book, you made the list. You're already there. Count on it. We're open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. Now listen, the dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books, plural. Those are individuals that depended on their own knowledge and on their own talent, that they were going to be very religious, and they trusted in the human nature instead of the nature of Christ. So God says, I'll judge you then in your human condition, in your human thoughts. I will judge you according to what you've said, for they are recorded. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged individually. You're not going to be able to say, well, you know, I was running with the wrong crowd. You are the wrong crowd. You can't say that. Each person was judged according to what he had done. See, in the judgment seat of Christ, we stand before Christ proclaiming the blood. I mean, I'm saved by who Jesus is and what he's done, not on my actions. But those who do not know Jesus, they are going to be judged according to what he had done, meaning you chose your life this way, therefore your judgment you have brought on yourself because you chose to say that you could do it. If we could keep from sinning, Jesus would have never had to come. Christians, the best you and I are is a mess, but what hope for those who don't have Jesus? Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. I want you to notice everything you will see in prophecy deals with as though it is already done. Me as a Christian, accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, guaranteed, counted as you're already here, Larry. But remember, you're still there in the body. Proclaim the truth to others. The lake of fire is the second death. Now, here's the last verse I want you to truly listen to. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, He was thrown into the lake of fire in a human condition, a human body. Well, is that a comment to frighten someone? It's a plea that when God says it's going to happen this way, count it that it's already happened. It's a plea. A plea from our Savior who says, you don't have to go to hell. Folks, do you realize how hard it is to go to hell? Think of it. I mean, all the roadblocks that are in your life, at every one you will know that you're under conviction by the Holy Spirit. I mean, folks, you got to choose to go to hell. Nobody's going to send you to hell. It's a personal choice. I don't care. I don't care what God says. You will. And because you don't care what God says, whether it's about abortion, whether it's about same-sex marriage, or if you don't care, then fine. Understand this. You will be judged by God based on your human heart, your human condition. No glorification of that body. No party. It's the Word of God. And the Word of God is the truth. And folks, you and I know it's the only real truth there is. When the Lord steps in, touches your heart, please don't put him off. You do not know. Not one of those Marines or sailors thought when they went to post that morning that they would not see their family again. Never dreamed of it. They're in the United States of America. How many times have you witnessed in your own life tragedy can happen so quickly? There's no time. My stepfather, Marvin McGuffin, was a great, great man in my heart. And I remember when I'd started at Boys Bible School at Southern that he had had a heart attack and went in to see him. And nowadays it would have been taken care of. But then nothing could be done. And he said, Larry, don't waste your time here. You go out there and you tell the boys the truth, meaning preaching, teaching. And he said, also tell them this. Don't wait until this happens to you. Because he said, Larry, you don't think about it. When this happens, you don't have time. I know. But how many don't? I went to get my niece. When I got back, he had already left the body to be with the Lord. You see, there is joy and there's sadness. When we look at our own life and say there's a lot of sadness through the years, why should I strive to do what is right? Here's your good reason. Because it's right. And the joy of this life, let's say 99% of our life is spent in turmoil and hurt and pain. Well, that 1% that is good is so exciting. It's a reason to live for. Because one day, when I step out of this body, I'm going 100%. It's real. It's who Jesus is. Let's pray. Father, we praise your name, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you give our nation. Oh, forgive us, Father, for turning our back. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, as a nation, from completely walking away from you. As the world, Father, is afraid of the name of Jesus, We lift that name above all names. I thank you, Father. And once again, Lord, I pray that you will touch each heart that is present, that we do not wait. We do not waste one moment of eternity. For with you we do see peace. Once again, Father, we lift the families of those slaughtered in our nation on the soil that you have given us through the freedom that you declared. We ask now your blessing upon each one in Jesus' name. Amen.